Professor Renews. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump envisions the removal of Palestinians from Gaza and the United States owning the land. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a remarkable declaration, the president said the U.S. should take ownership of the Palestinians' homeland.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it.
He claimed there's broad support for his redevelopment plan.
Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea.
The president offered no specifics on where Palestinians would be permanently resettled, and he refused to rule out deploying U.S. troops to secure Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today, Maryland officials announced their new designs for the replacement of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Harbor.
That's almost a year after it collapsed under the weight of a cargo ship that lost power and veered off course. As the state's first cable-stayed bridge, officials say it'll modernize the skyline.
Maryland is the bridge between America and the rest of the world.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
This will be the place that the country will remember not just what resilience looks like, but what economic growth looks like.
The project could be completed in 2028 with a price tag of almost $2 billion. Six construction workers were killed when the bridge was destroyed last year. News conference audio courtesy of WMAR. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Senate has confirmed Pam Bondi as U.S. Attorney General. Her confirmation puts a longtime ally of Donald Trump at the helm of a Justice Department that has already been rattled by the firings of career employees seen as disloyal to the Republican president. Bondi is a former Florida attorney general and corporate lobbyist. On Wall Street, the Dow by 134 points, the Nasdaq rose 262. This is SRN News. Montana kills a bill that would have ended the clergy penitent privilege.
The measure would have required that all pastors report instances of child abuse to the authorities, even if the person who confessed did so in counseling or the confessional under the belief that what he said would be sealed. Pastors who violated the proposed law could have been sentenced to 5 years in prison. The Montana State Senate faced a lot of opposition to the legislation and finally decided to table it, a move that ends its consideration this session. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A government memo aimed at implementing President Trump's order rolling back promotion of transgenderism is rippling through the federal government. Agencies are moving quickly to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, and emails. The Office of Personnel Management has directed agency heads to have staff remove pronouns from their government emails, disband employee resource groups. This is SRN News. Calm returns to Wall Street as U.S. tariffs were deferred for a month and tech stocks led U.S. indexes higher. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Tech companies led the way higher on Wall Street as calm returned to the stock market. Markets had swung sharply a day earlier. Investors worry that President Donald Trump's tariffs could spark a trade war that would hurt economies around the world. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 134 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4%. Palantir Technologies soared 24%. Following a stronger-than-expected profit report. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. That came after a report suggested that the job market is still solid, but not adding as much pressure to inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.